Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?
Were interrupted by an unforeseen pandemic, protest, uprisings throughout the world. But unfortunately, many were not able to graduate in a normal fashion, a normal manner. The thing that was unsettling for me is the early talks of the fact that many young people would have to repeat the final year in order to receive their accolades and in order to graduate. And I know how disappointing that must have been for so many. But many schools decided at the last minute to go ahead and allow them to graduate virtually, a virtual graduation anyway, which is not quite the same. The adulation, the applause, the heartfelt passion from the parents who have watched their kids work hard, that was taken away from many people. To graduate is to make an accomplishment or to overcome some tests, academics, academia, socializing, and now you've got social distancing. In life, we all have classes and tests to pass, but due to social disturbance, we sometimes have a tendency to repeat these classes, these tests, these life challenges, and not get through them properly. There's a graduation in life on different levels and courses. There's things that you want to achieve in life. And when you pray for certain things, when you pray for patience, know that there will be things that are going to challenge your patience. When you pray for love, there's going to be a lot of people to make you angry. When you pray for wisdom, you'll be challenged by those who will come at you with a lot of ignorance. Are you able to pass the test that you might be able to graduate? Unfortunately, there's no virtual graduation. The only virtual graduation is the heavenly hosts observing and watching, and those spirits in the demon realm that try and hinder you and force obstacles and throw stumbling blocks in your way. It takes us a long time to understand we've been given the ability to turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones. You will repeat the same obstacles in life until you pass the test and you get past the 11th grade of your life, the 12th grade of your life, the 4 years of college in your life, and for a professional degree, graduate school. The same thing happens in life as it does in reality. Unfortunately, what's transpired in life has caused a lot of people to stumble where their faith and hope and belief has been robbed, and your vision, your virtual view has been robbed by what you can see. A lot of people go to school and college because they have dreams and aspirations to become something in life. You'll have dreams, aspirations, and goals to become something. But there are unforeseen things that can come stagnate. So when you depend on something physical to tell you who you are, that you have not quite achieved, you have to come into the wherewithal, understanding, belief within yourself and do in order to become. You do those things. So we thank the Most High for the life and ability we have to learn from our mistakes and turn our stumbling blocks into stepping stones in order that we might graduate in life. Who wants to stay in the same place and remain stagnant? Being stagnant is not having a productive life. You have not made the necessary accomplishments. There's a word here with graduation that I want to associate with this discussion, and it's legacy. Will you leave one? Will you graduate and continue to make accomplishments in life even though there may be an unseen death in the family, loss, finances, job, will you remain strong and victorious and keep your eyes on the prize? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and trouble doesn't last always. Can't enjoy top of the mountain all the time. If you want forward progression, you'll have to go down the mountain and climb up another one and keep achieving. My heart goes out to the graduates of 2020, but believe it or not, it's a stronger generation that has learned to overcome. And will you let your trials come to make you strong in order that you may overcome? Because they're not going to stop. You can try and change the situation and even the people you hang around, but there are unseen forces at work every day to trip you up. But realize, as I said, trials come to make you strong. So great the gymnasiums are open again so that we can all get ourselves back in shape and lose this quarantine fat. But understand that there's also a stagnancy that must be removed from your life and put you back in a spiritual shape, progressive shape. That's what's necessary. Graduate. Be strong. This has been 180 Degree Wednesdays. I am V the Preacher. Peace and blessings. Be upon you.
I'm so fresh, so clean, the color and mean. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
So fresh, so clean.
clean because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was headed. My ultimate happiness and evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yep, 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 you saved my life. And you made me. I'm brand new, I'm brand new, I'm brand new. I do not do what I used to. I'm brand new, I'm brand new, I'm brand new. I do not look like I used to.